While the wrangling over the legality of soft money goes on, one thing both the Bush and the Kerry campaigns can rely on is hard cash, and both are furiously trying to attract new donors. For more on how the money battle is shaping up, we turn to Steve Weissman of the Campaign Finance Institute here in Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
What is the tally so far in terms of what both candidates have been able to raise?
Well, Bush has raised over $150 million, and Kerry has probably raised over $40 million.
$40 million. And how does he then catch up when the president has about four times that much?
Well, he's basically almost out of money, given the fact that he spent in the primaries. He's got Bush ready to spend about $100 million against him. He set up a program to raise $80 million, which would make him pretty competitive against Bush. He's basically reaching out to the donors for the other candidates who opposed him in the primaries, appealing to Democrats to support him, and he's going to do it in both the traditional way and in some new ways. And the traditional way is you go to some very well-off fundraisers and ask them to contact their friends. You have fundraising dinners, and you raise most of your money through large $1,000 to $2,000 donations this year. In addition, he's going to try to raise some smaller donations on the Internet, and he's going to have a direct mail program. Presumably, he'll get both large and small donors that way.
Do you think that the president at this point has tapped out? I mean, is there more money out there beyond $150 million that he should be able to tap into?
Well, he's set a goal of about $170, and I'm sure he'll be able to make that goal. George Bush has gotten 64% of the $142 million he had as of January 31st from $2,000 donors.
They gave the max.
Yeah. This is two-thirds almost of his money. For John Kerry, it was 42%. So clearly the leading source of money for both of these candidates, particularly Bush, is $2,000 contributors. And, you know, Bush has a lot of small contributors under $200. He's, in fact, got $22 million. Dollars in donations under less than $200. 16% of all his money comes from this money, and he raised almost as much as Howard Dean from small donors. But clearly his bread and butter is the $2,000 donor, let's say.
And for John Kerry?
John Kerry got 69% of his money from $1,000 and over donors, of 42% were from $2,000 donors. So far, there's little doubt that at the end of the day, both candidacies will be largely fueled by large donors.
Now, we should emphasize that this is all money to be spent up until the conventions this summer. They've opted out of the public financing system for the primaries, but then the conventions come around and things change. What happens after that?
Well, each candidate gets about $75 million for the general election. Because the Democratic convention is occurring a month before the Republican convention, John Kerry will have to spend his $75 million in 3 months, and President Bush will have to spend his $75 million in only 2 months.
Before the general election.
Before the general, and that'll give Bush a little bit of an edge there. But on the other hand, there's a huge amount of free media. The debates occur. The press is covering this all the time. So that shouldn't be a significant disadvantage. On the other hand, President Bush has to have his private money has to go a month more than Kerry's money, because the Republican convention occurs a month later. So that's another reason why Kerry doesn't have to completely catch up to President Bush to be competitive.
Any restrictions, Steve, on how this money can be spent?
Not really. The main restriction is on the only real restriction is on how it's raised, and it cannot be raised from corporations, unions, or in amounts from individuals of more than $2,000. During the primary period. During the general election, the entire campaign is paid for by the government. The parties can each chip in another $15 million, all from limited contributions. But there's no other money allowed. During this period, however, since both of the opposing candidates didn't go into the public financing system, they are completely free to raise money, but within the hard money limits.
Well, Steve Weissman with the Campaign Finance Institute, thanks a lot.
Okay.